Picture yourself lying in a hammock, gazing up at the dark sky at 10:30 in the morning. That's going to be possible. A year from now, there will be a total eclipse of the sun on August 21st, 2017 at 10:30 a.m. Why am I telling you about this right now? Because some of the best viewing spots are being snapped up. It's not going to be a total eclipse in Seattle. That will happen a few hours south of here. GeekWire's Alan Boyle says if you want to snag a total eclipse viewing spot, you may already be too late.
They're already reserving hotel rooms. It's hard to find a room in Portland or Salem or Corvallis, Oregon, all these cities that are in the track of the eclipse.
Why Oregon?
Because that's where the shadow of the moon touches down, and that's the closest place for people who generally listen to KUOW. If you want to get in on the full experience, you really have to go to Oregon.
Are there eclipse watching events?
Yeah. I'm going to go to one in Madras, Oregon, that has NASA as one of the participants. It's called Solar Fest. But there are other events going on across the country. I'm sure there's going to be something in Jackson Hole, Carbondale, Illinois, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Tennessee. There are certain centers that are trying to make a big deal out of this. So it'll be a party.
So Salem, Oregon, for example, gets 100% eclipse.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
We get, you said, low 90s?
Right.
How big a difference is that?
Big difference, yeah. And when you have an eclipse, you're looking at a partial eclipse. Even in the when 90% of the sun's disk is covered, it's kind of like a dim day. It feels like you're getting towards sunset, that sort of feeling. So there isn't a noticeable effect. But when you get 100%, then the sun goes completely dark. You look up and there's this black hole in the sky surrounded by the beautiful glowing aurora of the sun's atmosphere, and everything is dark around you, and you've got lots of people hoopering and hollering around you, and so it's quite the experience. It's not to be missed.
In Seattle, if we're going to still see 3% of the sun, the rim, can we look directly at it?
No, you really shouldn't. It's like looking at the sun now. You can kind of glimpse up and take a look, but don't gaze at it. You really need eclipse glasses. And so that's one of the things that I try to remind people, that you better get your eclipse glasses before you get to a couple of days before the August 21st event next year.
Those aren't sunglasses?
No, sunglasses are not going to work. They're special glasses. They have a very, very dark filter. You can't see anything through the glasses except for that sliver of sun.
How rare is a total eclipse like the one we're expecting in August, a year from now?
Well, it's interesting. They're not really that rare when you look at how many there are. There might be two in the course of a year. There might be one total eclipse, and then you wait a couple of years, and there's another total eclipse. But the thing about these eclipses is that they're only visible along a narrow track of territory when they offer totality. And so you have to go to where the eclipse is. And sometimes that's Patagonia or Mongolia or some remote area of Antarctica. This time it's going to be all across the United States. So it might be one of the most accessible total solar eclipses of our lifetime.
Yeah, it's been a century or so since that's happened.
Since
in America.
Coast-to-coast eclipse in America, yeah.
So you're going to Madras, Oregon.
Yep.
What's the scene going to be like?
Well, I've got what they call a dry camping site because they are really selling out of hotel rooms. And so it's going to be a camping adventure, there are going to be a whole lot of people there. There are going to be folks setting up their telescopes with solar filters, and it's going to be a real party. And like I say, when the event happens, it's a very much a shared experience. It's kind of one of those things that's almost like a hearkening back to tribal days, you know, to the primitive days when people didn't know what was happening when some dragon ate the sun.
Can I come with you and perhaps sit on your shoulders?
Yeah, maybe we can roll out another sleeping bag in
Great.
The tent.
Great, thanks. Alan Boyle, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, even if it's about something a year out.
You bet.
Alan Boyle, science writer in Seattle for GeekWire.com. Again, that full eclipse of the sun will happen Monday, August 21st. At 10:30 a.m. next year. Even if you are too late to reserve a perfect spot to view the eclipse, you do have plenty of time to pick up a pair of eclipse glasses so that you can view that safely. It's KUOW's The Record.